Somebody who is giving away his property. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Bari, Be'echad Mesukat. Rabbi Eliezer said whether the person who is giving away the property is a Bari, somebody who is well, or if he is a Mesukat, somebody who is in danger of dying, a Shchimra, somebody on his deathbed and he wants to give away his property before he dies. In either case, a kinyan must be made. He cannot give away the property without a kinyan being made, even if he is a shchimra. So therefore, nechazim sheyesh lahen achrayas, nignim b'kesef uvishtah, uvachadaka, property that has achrayas. This is referring to karka, real estate. The kinyan that must be made is either a kinyan kesef by money being given over, or a kinyan star, star would be written out, or a kinyan chazaka. This would be to break a fence or to put up a fence on the karka or some other work on the karka. This is the three ways to be kona karka. Ushe'en lehen achrayas, a property that does not have achrayas, meaning other property other than real estate, ain nikmin el of the mashicha. The only way to be kona it is through mashicha, by dragging the property. Kinyan kesef, star, and chazaka does not help by assets other than real estate. Hakabah, though, to pick up the property would help. By nechazim she'en lehen achrayas. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'isa be'iman shel b'nei Rocha. There's a story about the mother of the sons of Rocha. She was sick. She was a shchimra. Va'amra tznu v'nasi l'biti. And she said that her kvina should be given to her daughter. Kvina is a type of veil. V'hi b'shnei matamana. And she said it was worth 12 mana, 1,200 zuz. And no kinyan was made to this effect. V'mesa, and she died, the kimu etbara, the chum kept her word. The kvina was given to the daughter, even though no kinyan was made, even though the daughter was not somebody who was going to be yours, as there were sons. So we see from here that when a shchimra gives away property, no kinyan has to be made. This is a takanas chachamim, that the chachamim felt that if we required a kinyan, the shchimra would get flustered and might have his life in danger because of this. Amar lahet, Rabbi Eliezer responded to the chachamim, b'nei Rochel, tekabre ima. The sons of Rachel, their mother, should bury them. Rabbi Eliezer said this klala because he felt that the sons of Rochel were Rishon, and that's why the Chachamim allowed the kfina to be given to the daughter, as the Chachamim did not want that the sons should get the kfina since they were Rishon. But in a normal case, a shchimra cannot give away property without a kinyan being made, and the Chachamim, who argued with Rabbi Eliezer, felt that the b'nei Rochel were not Rishon, and that which the kfina was given to the daughter is because a shchimra that gives away property does not need to have a kinyan made. The Chachamim Omer, B'Shabes Dvarav Kayamim, Mipnei She'eino Yachol Lichtov, Aval Lo B'chol. The Chachamim say that a Shchimra that says he wants to give a present on Shabbos, then his words are kept even though no kinyan is made, as it's also to make a kinyan on Shabbos, so we allow this to go through without a kinyan, as you cannot write on Shabbos. But during the week, if he wants to give away a gift, a kinyan must be made, and since it's possible to make a kinyan, there's no reason why the shchimra should get flustered because a kinyan is required. They can go ahead and make the kinyan right there. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'Shabbos Amru Kal v'Chomer b'Chol. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Chachamim said that a shchimra can give away presents on Shabbos without a kinyan, and Kal v'Chomer, certainly during the week, he can give away things without a kinyan, and since it's possible to make a kinyan during the week, we look at it as if the kinyan was made. So therefore, if on Shabbos no kinyan needs to be made, even though it's impossible to make a kinyan on Shabbos, certainly during the week, where it's possible to make a kinyan on Shabbos, no kinyan has to be made. We look at it as if the kinyan was made. Kayotzi bo zachem lakatan vein zachem lagadol divrei Rabbi Eliezer. We have a similar machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says you could be zocha something to a katan. You can make a kinyan through a third party to give something to a katan, as a katan cannot make a kinyan for himself. So therefore, you could be mezake it to him through a third party. The third party would make the kinyan for him. But you cannot be mezake through a third party something to a gadol, and since a gadol can make a kinyan himself, he needs to make the kinyan himself, not a third party. Rabbi Yeshua Omer la katan amru kal v'chomer la gadol. Rabbi Yeshua said, the Chachamim said, that you could be mezakeh something to a katan through a third party. Certainly, You could be mezakeh something to a gadol through a third party. The reason being, since a gadol could make a kinyan for himself, so somebody could make a kinyan for him also. So therefore, if the chachamim said that a kazan who cannot make a kinyan for himself, a third party can make a kinyan for him, certainly a gadol may make a kinyan himself, a third party can certainly make a kinyan for him. Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Nafo Habayis, Olav V'Alav is, O Olav V'Al Morisha. Two people were in a house. We'll call one of them Reuben. Reuben was in a house together with his father, or together with somebody else, who if that person would die, Reuben would inherit his property, such as a brother who does not have children. And the house fell in, killing both Reuben and his father, and we do not know who died first. V'Haisa Olav Ksubat Isha, Ubacho, Reuben owed money towards the ksuba of his wife and to Ubacho, somebody who lent him money. And Reuben did not have money to pay off these debts. Now, if the father died before Reuben, since Reuben was alive at the time of his father's death, he would be zocha to a chelek in the Arusha of his father together with his brothers. In that case, the Balei Acho would be able to collect their debt from that chelek of the Arusha. But if Reuben died first, then Reuben would not be zocha to a chelek in the Yerusha since he was no longer alive at the time of his father's death, and all of the Yerusha would go to his brothers. The Balei Chov in that case would not be able to collect their chov from the Yerusha. Yorshei Ha'av Omrim Haben Meis Rishon V'achar Kach Meis Ha'av. The Yorshei Ha'av, the brothers of Reuben, claim that Reuben died first. Only after that the father died, and therefore Reuben did not have a chelek in the Yerusha since he was no longer alive at the time of his father's death, and all the Yerusha should go to the brothers. Balei Achov Omrim Ha'av Meis Rishon V'achar Kach Meis Haben. The Balei Achov, the Isha and the Baal Chov claim that the father died first, only after that Reuben died, therefore Reuben was zocha to a chelek in the Yerusha, and they want to collect their debt from that chelek. Beis Shammai Omrim Yachloku. Beis Shammai said there should be a split. The Balei Chov should be able to collect half of their chov from the Yerusha, and the other half would go to Reuben's brothers. As since we have a suffix here, we do not know who died first. The din should be Yachloku. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Nechasim Beches Kasim. Beis Hillel said the property should remain with the Mokzuk, the person who has possession of them, which are the Yorshei Ha'av. They have possession of the property of their father, since they certainly have a chelek in the Yerusha. The only dispute is about the chelek of Reuben, so therefore they are considered mochzuk, and the Balei Achov would have to bring a raya, and hamotei mechavero olav raya. Somebody who wants to get money from somebody else has to bring a raya. The Balei Achov would have to bring a raya that Reuben was alive at the time of the father's death if they want to collect their chov.